Those comments and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Flame on, flame on, flame on, flame on.
It's about that time of day. Let all the warriors come out and play. You tuned in to PB Smile and Wayne Holloway. And me, my name's Santos, the Human Torch. And it's the hottest show around. It's called Blow the Whistle Sports. And today's the day. We talking sports and we came to play. Got no filter. We say what they all afraid to say. It's last time we checked, football was a man's sport. So we don't let nothing fly like you ain't got a passport. We lot of fans. We attached to y'all. We talk about everything in the catalog. From football to basketball. We never had a loss. My team so official, got stripes like the ref. That's why they call us Blow the Whistle. Big packet on go like a loaded pistol. If you got a problem with us, let us know the issue. We giving y'all the realest talk on live. Tap in with us, btwsport.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to Blow the Whistle Sports. And please allow me to introduce our resident funny man and writer, comedian PB Smiley.
What up with it?
And me, your host, Wayne Holloway.
Man, so this week
it was horrible. Horrible.
Well, I went 4-0. I looked back at the sheet. It was me that was 4-0. Points. I was 3 missed. I had 6, he had 9. Yeah. I wasn't surprised about
it. Hey, when he goes to the points.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised about any game. I thought that I was surprised about how the game went, not about the outcome of any of the games. The only game I was surprised with was that KC? Yeah, that was the how it turned out, not that they won. 51 points, man. I mean, you score like 20 in 6 minutes.
I wasn't surprised at all. But before we get into that, let's do a little bit of this news.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Antonio Brown, his agent has dropped him until he gets some help. He said when he checks in to get some help, he'll be around if he wants him back.
Well, didn't he go to school? He went back to school 4 months ago.
Antonio Brown is in the gym training to fight some actor.
You know, oh, is he?
Yeah.
Who was the actor?
Oh, man, we gotta look that one up because it's some guy that goes around challenging people. Antonio Brown accepted the challenge.
Oh, well,
I think he was supposed to fight the guy that Antonio was going to fight was supposed to fight Soulja Boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we are actually on Planet of the Apes. That's where we have reduced our intellect. Well, good luck for him.
Hey.
What about these coaches?
Well, which coach?
McAdoo. They're looking for Mr. McAdoo will be interviewed by the Panthers. What do you think about that?
What, defensive coordinator or something?
Because
clearly we're in the rebuild stage. But people,
Mike McCoy interview with Packers. Now he played for, he coached for the Giants, right?
Okay.
And he was terrible.
Well, we already have a coach, so he wouldn't be coming in the coaching capacity. So he'd have to be some type of.
No, he's going to be assistant. They're trying to bring him in as assistant. I don't know how that's going to work. He didn't work in New York in the Jag situation, so I don't know how that's going to work. And there was another coaching situation that we didn't talk about. Who was that?
The Browns coach?
No. Oh, the LSU situation. Beckham got arrested.
Well, he didn't get arrested. They put a arrest warrant out.
Oh, wow.
And I don't, you know, this is what the media does.
Mm-hmm.
In football, they always tap each other on the butt, especially when you're in a winning situation.
Right.
He was in that locker room. The emotion is going in the locker room, and he smacks the officer on the butt.
Wow.
Now, anytime a championship goes on, this happens a lot with a lot of officers. They get champagne on all over their uniform.
But because it's Beckham.
Yeah, and then you notice how they posted it? They didn't say he slapped him on the butt. They said he slapped him in his ass.
Oh, Odell.
I'm quoting. This is exactly how they said it.
Odell.
He didn't slap him on the butt. He slapped him in his ass. Now, that's come on
in.
Now.
Odell.
Come on now.
That's where it goes. When they say, now we know when the rappers be like, man, he going in. Odell, stop that. Odell? Let's see what he says. Odell Beckham Jr. continues to draw attention to himself in all the wrong ways. He also was reported giving
money
to LSU for winning. They won, not for winning, but as they won, and he met him in the locker room. He wanted to show him some love, so he wanted to make it rain. And according to Mr. Joe Burrow, he was giving fake money. Mr. Odell Beckham. I mean, real money. I'm trying to say fake to save some face on Mr. Beckham.
It's no way to save some face. What's wrong with this man giving these poor college kids money? They just won a championship.
But that's against the NCAA regulations.
He's not an agent.
Yeah, they can't take no bread from nobody that's involved in the NFL, man.
This, oh my goodness.
I'm with you. I'm just telling you what they gonna tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But why would Joe snitch on him? Yo, he gave us a present. He gave us, and he says this, real money. He didn't say money. Oh, he gave us real money. No, he gave us money, and it was real.
Well, it was evident. He didn't try to hide it. He pulled it out of his pocket and counted it out. You know how when you go to buy something, he did the old slide technique.
Oh, well. Beckham, good luck.
Man, he'll be all right. He'll be all right.
Slapping just police in their ass.
On the butt, man.
The ass.
On the butt.
On the butt.
But it's the community in which we live. It's the climate of our presidential, everything going on.
Oh.
It has to be something.
Who does Donald Trump want to see win?
Man, nobody cares what Donald Trump wants to see win. But I'm just saying it's in the air. Just everybody is sensitive about everything.
What's wrong with them, Pac?
Hey, you shouldn't work in an environment where everybody gets in the locker room, gets slapped on the butt. Well, you should be outside the locker room making sure people don't get inside the locker room.
Right.
Because there's no reason for you to be policing inside the locker room. You're supposed to make sure people are not getting
outside.
Exactly.
Right.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What is it when an officer comes to a young star or a NFL star and says, "Can I have an autograph for my kids?"
Right.
Is that a conflict of interest?
Not at all.
Should they make a big deal about it?
No.
So, to me, I don't know. This just seems like a money grab. What do you think?
How much police officers make? What, $60,000? Then if they catch...
They make some good money.
$60,000, and then if they work in...
And shout out to all our law enforcement.
Yes.
We're not bashing you. We're just saying, come on now.
They make $60,000 a year to $70,000. And if they work in Wisconsin around right now, they get about $500,000 just in one bust. You hear about that? It's a Puerto Rican drug bust on the south side of Milwaukee. Shout out to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Over like $12 million.
Wow.
Heroin and some type of methanol that's worse than heroin. So shout outs to the Wisconsin area, south side of Milwaukee. If you can get it together, drugs are bad. But for the police officers, they nabbed them red-handed. You know, that's, you know, they going to say they got $300,000 then when it was like $1 million, because how can you prove it? Yeah. And if you're an officer that wouldn't do that, I don't believe you. That's how are you going to prove it? It's a dirty guy trying to sell drugs to our community. He has $1 million worth of drug money. We got him red-handed. We're going to arrest him, and here he is. You not going to take no money?
And they probably turned $100,000.
That's all. What would you do? Thank you.
We found the drugs. That's about it. Turn the drugs in.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, man. You ain't have more money. I have money in there. They're lying. Hey, man. That's all I know, man.
But jumping into these games.
Yeah.
Right. You said you were surprised. It was a game I was surprised about. And I have to take my hat off to, I have to apologize to you Packer fans. Wow. Aaron Rodgers is the man, like I've always said on this show. I've always said Aaron Rodgers was the man.
Yeah.
He's willed you guys these last two games because, wow. Speaking up for myself, coming from a commentator or an analyst point of view, there's no way that Green Bay, without Aaron Rodgers, could have did what they've done.
Correct.
Any coach should know if you double Adams, he has no one to throw to. Graham, he doesn't hardly go to Graham. And he went to Graham for a couple key plays in this game, which closed the game out. But, hey, I tip my hat off to the Packers. The Packers, they did their thing.
Well,
I just had to apologize because they weren't supposed to make it this far.
Me personally, I had them winning, but I don't think they should have made it. Oh, my whistle. I don't think they should have made it this far as neither. And it's hard to say they're going to keep going. And what do you say? I like Seattle a lot for next year. If, and this is if, they get the running backs, keep Clowney, and they just got to get some, they good on offense.
So they're going to franchise tag Clowney, or what do you think is going
to
happen?
They have to do it. They have to do it. And you need some, you got Wagner. You need some fresh linebackers and another safety. You need Earl Thomas at a young version of Earl Thomas. If you can give me one more fresh linebacker and a young version of Earl Thomas, give me those running backs that were injured and keep my man on the, I just want him in the locker room, Marshawn Lynch. Just keep him in the locker room. When it's time for those third and inches, put him in the game. We already know Carson, which is a.
They signed him to I don't think he's coming back next season.
But just, I'm saying, I don't think money would be an issue for him to play. Because he got to get take care of them chickens. You know, like, you feel me? You feel me? Take care of y'all chickens, homies, and filmies. If they can just keep, he's not a big, he's for your Super Bowl in your playoffs. I'm just talking about the cohesiveness of the your whole core. They're fine offensively. Give me, I need two more linebackers and a safety. I need an Earl Thomas in his prime. Just a young version of Earl Thomas. Russell don't need anything. Next year, he should get the MVP. Metcalf is incredible.
The Seahawks is primed to go.
Yeah, they just need those. The defense is just they'll play good against a whack team, but then against a good team, they'll find a way to, they bend and they
let, the lay down. But you know what? You just struck a nerve, and Cali Cat Pack and Roaring Riot, I have to make this announcement. Luke Kuechly has officially retired from NFL after eight seasons.
Eight tremendous seasons.
Man.
Borderline been the man. Hall of Famer.
I hate to see him go. Luke Kuechly, we will miss you from Carolina, sincerely.
Now, but we got to give him props though. He's making it. He's doing it for the right decisions.
Yeah. Well, if you remember when he a couple years ago when he had those bad concussions. Speaking of the players on Carolina, I feel like are my family. That's right. How much of a diehard fan I am. Right. I wanted him to retire then because I'm like, football is not worth your well-being, you know? He was crying on the field, involuntary, and he couldn't stop it. He didn't even know what was going on.
Right.
And it's just hard, man, because he's at the top of his game, and he's walking away.
28.
It's becoming a trend with a lot of these star players. Megatron walked away early.
Yes.
With luck. We lost luck at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
It's becoming a trend. Your health and your well-being was more important than the sport.
It's like health or the wealth.
Yeah.
You can't, it cannot go both hand in hand. It's one or the other.
Luke has already signed his big lucrative contract.
Right.
And if he would have came back for one more season, he would have got $14
million. Well, let me ask you this. Does he take a season off? Say, you know what? I'm feeling a little better. And he comes back next year. What's your guts?
With the concussions, I say no. I say no. But this is football, and when you make bad money decisions, that could spur anything.
Right.
That could spur anything, and being the player he is, he can come back and he can jump on any team and get a nice paycheck to recover from any type of mistakes, being at the young age that he is at.
And he's a reckless abandon type of individual, you know. He's not like a Deion. If it was like a Deion Sanders where a majority of his injuries would come through a turf toe or a banged up wrist. This is this man. He goes all out.
Yeah, he is dealing with his head.
Yeah,
he goes and puts the foot in your mouth.
Yeah,
he's a run stopper, you know, and he got a little frustrated this season with the way things were going on in Carolina. So I see that as a big factor in it too. But okay. Luke Kuechly, yeah. We love you. Gotta get off of that one.
All the callers and the people that the gentlemen that have sat, gentlemen that have sat here communicating with us, going across the waves, giving their own perspectives about Cam. I'm pretty sure this is it.
See?
Seriously though.
I'm glad you brought that up because the announcer, I can't think of his name, he's always saying Cam is about to get traded. Now the owner came out and said this he doesn't know where people are getting this from. It's not going to happen. I'm going to ride with the owner till it happens. Other than that, nothing more can be of a surprise to me what's going on in Carolina. We have a brand new coach signed for 7 years, coming out of college, question mark. Brand new offensive coordinator, question mark. Now, what I will say, offensive coordinator took the team that he was with from a last place to the top five. So I have high hopes. They haven't done anything wrong. This is the staff that we're dealt, and but that's what I'm gonna run with.
But what's your gut? Do you say Cam's here, starting in the training camp? I say no. I say right before training camp, we hear that he's gone.
It all depends. Are they going to replace it? If he's gone, they're going to replace a line. They're going to get a top linebacker, or a top draft pick where we can grab something off. The first five, where we can get two picks.
That's
off
what
first
about
the five.
Actual. That's, I'm sorry. That's what about the actual about y'all. Where are you guys?
Pick seven. So I'm thinking more likely we'll get the.
I'm about to go out. Linebacker. I'm about to go out on a limb. They do a trade with Cam Newton to Cincinnati for the number one draft pick, and they get Joe Burrow. It's going to be a three-way deal, though. And then Cincinnati sends Cam to the Bears.
I'm going to tell you like this.
That's not bad.
Most people in Carolina want Cam to stay.
Man, most people want as much sex. I'm sorry. Most people would like to have as much Jell-O as I'd like to have. You can't get it all. You know, especially.
Oh, you like pudding pops?
Yes. No, man. Cam is a diehard. Cam... I'm telling you, based off business, it's not good. We're talking about an individual. He's basically 3-4 months from now, he's 30. Or is he 31? He's 31, right? Yeah, he's 31.
Not sure on age.
He's 31. He has at least two major surgeries.
Okay.
At least 5 or 6 major injuries. And there's 3 or 4 outside of those they haven't even told us that he had. Remember, they said they didn't even report these things.
Okay.
And the style of play that Cam has.
What are you saying, PB? Spit it out.
The style of play Cam has. Just talk to Cam. Say, what you want to do, Cam? Of course he's going to say he want to stay. But then they're going to say this. Look, man, we got a chance of getting the number one draft pick with you in the trade. You think he's going to say, I'm going to block it? He's going to say, well, they're going to ask him where you want to go. They're going to do a three-team deal with Cam. That makes no sense. Joe Burrow, Carolina. Can you see him at the Bengals, man? Joe Burrow, he looks like a Carolina guy. Then they go to the Super Bowl and win without Cam. 2 years later, something like that.
Okay. That's what you're
thinking. 323-293-3375. Tell me, does that sound stupid? That don't sound stupid.
Hey.
He's not coming back, damn it. Now that sounds extremely intelligent.
I'm not 100% with that. My owner said that he's be coming back.
What was he supposed to say? Yeah, we getting rid of Cam. It's business, it's money. So
he could have said that we're open to options. Why would we do that? Why are people saying that? That's what his exact words were.
You're right. Because now if I got money and I want to save my money, if I hear you say that, I'm going to leave you alone. But I got a lot of money and I don't care. Guess what I'm going to say? Say that again? We're not trading them. I'm going to offer you this and I'm going to offer you that. Well, hold on. I said that during Thanksgiving break and I had a lot of turkey. Got tired. I couldn't think. Thought about Trump. Boom. right, let's move on.
Yeah, Vikings 49ers. Kirk Cousins did what he normally does. He didn't show up. And
that's Kirk.
There you have it. 49ers are clearly the better team. If the Vikings had a real quarterback, they would have gave the 49ers problems.
That's why I want to go back to what you said last week. When you said, well, Kirk, I made a comment, maybe he came through. And you said, if he plays like that again, they'll lose. He played exactly like that because he didn't do anything special against the Saints. It was the Saints messing up.
Oh, yeah, the Saints gave that game away. They have nothing to be talking about conspiracy or anything. The Saints, you should have been blowing them out.
We didn't even go there.
So there's no questions. Yeah. No questions.
But if they did have a good quarterback, I would pick them to go to the Super Bowl almost every year with that same team, man. If it was Aaron Rodgers, you know it's a Super Bowl, they would have won.
The Vikings are prime. And put this out there, if Brady goes to the Vikings for 2 years, Vikings get a Super Bowl, if not two Super Bowls. They have the defense, the running, and the weapons. That's a perfect landing spot for Brady.
I love that.
Another perfect landing spot for Brady would be Chicago. He could turn that whole team around. Brady.
That'd be in the playoffs, but that Minnesota, that they win, period. They win it.
I know. Minnesota, hands down, they win. Now, Titans-Ravens game.
I saw it. That's what I envisioned. I envisioned it.
You know, the Ravens, they will be back, and they will be back with a force, and now they know what to expect. Now they know that off week, you need to be warm when you come back because the team that you play is coming in hot. They're coming in hot. A lot of people, when you get that bye week helps you. When you're brand new, it's your first time in that type of climate. Yeah, I know he went to the playoffs that 1 year, but this year, that 1 year he went, he wasn't expected to win. This year he was expected to win number one seed. He came in, and like I said, he did too much. Mm-hmm. And they looked horrible. Horrible. I expected it. The layover to mess him up and him being in that climate to do too much and mess him up. Titans, you can't take anything away from the Titans. The Titans, they're a solid team on both sides of the field. Both sides. And Tannehill, I don't think he's hit his eruption where he's let loose yet.
Well, you better don't do that this week.
Hey,
speaking of Baltimore, I go back to something that Deion Sanders said. They asked him, and he said, "You know, when you're dealing with prime time, the main thing about made me prime time was I was always running.
Mm.
You got a Ferrari, you don't want to put it in the garage, just like I don't know why he got his hands be like that, just like Lamar Jackson. This can't be true. You set him down for a week. You had to keep him in the game. He's going to come out rusty." And did he?
Yes, very rusty.
He did exactly everything Deion said.
Very rusty.
I like Tennessee. I like them throughout the weeks. They're a good upset team. Last year, they was pretty good upset. Year before last, they went and upset at KC. Remember, they beat KC.
Yeah, don't count them
out. He's never beaten KC.
Don't count Tennessee out.
Andy Reid has never beaten Tennessee.
Don't count them out. They're not a pushover team. If they're able to come out and control the ball, run the ball, keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands, where they bring it down to every possession matters, not where Patrick Mahomes is throwing that ball all over the field where he's, because like I said, I think he's going to average 50 points through this whole ordeal. You got to manage the time.
They're both exercising demons. Green Bay will be exercising demons. KC will be exercising demons.
Mm.
Now, I'm saying if it goes that way.
Yeah.
Because Green Bay can't win up there in the meaningful games, playoff time.
Uh-huh.
And KC has not ever, as Andy Reid been the coach, beaten them.
Hey.
So they both got something to play for.
Texas Chief, you said it surprised you. Didn't surprise me one bit.
When? I said none of the games surprised me, but the
Chiefs.
Yeah,
you said the way they...
That they was down 24?
I made three bets when they were down by 21.
Tell them.
I went on Facebook and said, I'm still taking all bets. I knew this was going to happen. Patrick Mahomes is the real deal, and he's not going to do anything but age like fine wine and get better. Period. Chiefs Super Bowl champion.
Oh, there he is. Look into the history of fellas and gents. Look into the history. Whenever you're dealing with major games, always, that's why I'm a good person. I'm a person that does good on upsets. I'm gonna repeat this. Mm. You give me 12 games, I'm gonna be pretty average. If you give me upsets, I'm gonna be good. The key to upsets is numbers. Look and see how many times you guys played. Like when I looked and saw Aaron Rodgers in Seattle last week in the Green Bay Packers history at Lambeau, they haven't won since 1999. Mm. First thing came to my mind was Prince, 1999. What do they do on 1999? The song? They what? They party. So Seattle, they weren't going to win that game. Mm. Had it been up there in Seattle, different story. Mm. Same thing with this game here. Andy Reid has never, he beaten everybody. He hasn't beaten the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, well, on that note, let's jump into our picks because we're about to get up out of here. Picks for this week. Dun-dun-dun-dun, Sunday game. Tennessee, Kansas City. Who you rolling with, PB?
I got to roll with KC, but did you hear what Tariq Hill had to say?
What did he say?
And for you guys looking for bulletin board material, it was somewhat bulletin board material. Okay. He was not directing it at Tennessee. They specifically asked him about their offense. He says, in our offense, no one can guard us one-on-one.
Okay.
In a zone. We still succeed even in a zone.
Okay.
I'm not disrespecting no other team. I'm just confident with my group of guys that no one can guard us one-on-one, can stop us one-on-one.
And you're taking KC.
How do you feel about that?
I do not like,
I don't
before
like
a game,
right.
Anybody saying anything negative or derogatory toward the other team. Now, he didn't say it toward the other team. He was pointing out something, but never give your opponent a reason to stand up. Never give him a reason to smack you in the mouth and, all right, he got ejected, but you're not playing for the rest of the season. Never do that to people. Never give them a reason.
Was that bad? Was that a bad one? Or was that a, you know what, that's okay, I can deal with that one.
That's something you say after the season's over, after you have the Super Bowl trophy.
I know, but I'm saying, would you be like, oh, man, or would you be like, you didn't have to say it? Is it more, what the, or is it more, you didn't have to say it?
You didn't have to say it.
Okay.
It should speak for itself.
It's not as bad as the linebacker from Philadelphia asked about Kirk Cousins. Oh, he the weak link in the chain, and we hope he throw.
There you go.
Yeah, he directly talked to that team.
And then made Kirk Cousins act the fool and stand up that week, and you guys would have won.
Yeah.
But I'm taking KC.
KC, yeah.
The game that everybody's talking about. The game that me and PB cannot agree about.
Cheeseheads.
Green Bay up there at San Francisco.
3
and
o'clock.
Green Bay, they will travel.
Oh, they got cheeses.
They will travel.
And you're right. I think it's gonna be some fights after that game, man.
Hey, I tell you, if you win, you better stay in the stadium up there in San Francisco. They don't play.
Did you hear what Big Pack said? Cheeseheads. Take the cheese head off. Pretend you never participated if y'all win and just walk on home.
So, Green Bay or San Francisco, PB?
Green Bay, cheeseheads.
Woo! He said Green Bay. Nah.
He'll give you a score too.
Nah.
He's gonna get him down to get a field goal.
The X factor in this game will be a tight end called Kittle. He will have 2 to 3 touchdowns in this game. And their misdirection at running back. They have a three-headed monster over there. And when I went to the game when we played them, they did some misdirections in that running game that I was like, I thought the ball was on the other side of the field. And they was up the field with the ball. I'm taking San Francisco. Super Bowl is going to be an all-red Super Bowl.
Give me the score. Let's go to the score for both of them.
I believe San Francisco coach stands up. He knows that Adams is their key over there in Green Bay. He finally does what nobody else did. He doubles Adams.
Okay.
Green Bay only has 13 points in this game, and San Francisco have 27 or 28.
Okay, I'm going to go with Green Bay 29-26.
San Francisco's defense is better than Seattle's, and they struggled with Seattle to score. Seattle let them score by not doubling Adams. They saw the only person that they could catch the ball, and they did nothing. They played them like, it's only Aaron Rodgers.
28-26. That's what I want to say.
Okay. Well, you heard it here. Thank you for tuning in to Blow the Whistle Sports, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Flame on, flame on, flame on, flame on, flame on.
It's about that time of day, let all the warriors come out and play. You tuned in to PB Smiley and Wayne Holloway. And me, my name's Santos, the Human Torch. And it's the hottest show around, it's called Blow the Whistle Sports. And today's the day, we talking sports and we came to play. Got no filter, we say what they all afraid to say.